Okay, today's daf we'll do Yevamos daf Pei Gimel, and we'll talk about a related sugya of Garmi. Garmi we'll get into. Again, it's a big topic. We'll speak about one detail that relates to our discussions. The Gemara here discusses the shita of Shmuel, when we paskin like Shmuel, Shmuel says we paskin like Reb Yossi. I'm sorry, let's start from the beginning. Amri Beirav, Mishmei Derav, Halacha Reb Yossi Bandroganus, Ubaharkava, Ushmuel Amar, Bekoshi Bekidush. So what are all these cases that we paskin like Reb Yossi? So the one that we're going to focus on is the one that's called Kiddush. Kiddush, what is it called? Kiddush, sanctified, it really means Ne'esar. But the Pasuk in the Torah, by Kilei HaKerem, by Kilayim of the vineyard, when you have Kilayim and Tfua in the proximity and growing together, intermixed with each other, so the Torah says, Pentikdash HaMalei HaZeras. That's why the language here used is Kiddush. One is not allowed to have Tfua or Yerakos near and mixed into a vineyard. So the Gemara quotes, the Mishnah tells us in Kilayim, Amasachi Gavno, if somebody spreads their geffen, their vineyard, onto the tfua, onto the grain of their friend, that asers it, and they have to pay for it. Because like you damaged your friend's property. Kidesh, Rashi quotes, Lashon Pentikdash, Asar, Tuas Chaver, Vachayav Lashalim. I damage your friend's property, and in that way, I have to pay Divr B'meir. So this is an active case of damaging. We're going to get to the related case, but this is Remeir Shita. Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon, Omrim, they argue. They say, no, Ein Adam Oser, Davar, Sheina Shalom. You can't answer something that is not yours. And therefore, here, you can't, just because you stuck the kilayim over your friend's property, that doesn't mean that it's going to answer it. Tosfos, interestingly, deals with other cases, right? Rabbi Yossi and Shimon said, Eidon the Moser, Dover Shena Shalom. They asked Tosfos, what happens if you put nevela, if you put milk into your friend's chicken soup? You're also going to say, Eidon the Moser, Dover Shena Shalom there? So Tosfos says, no, that's not totally on Machshava at all. That's just a reality. Maishna minose nevela o chelev betafshel shel chavei rosh nesar va'omer reed de bedover hatali b'machshava hu de amar hachi. When do you say something that has to do with machshava? You bow down to your friend's behema, even if you also have a maisa, v'chulu, the Gemara discusses. But basar b'chalav, which is not tali on machshava, or nevela, right, that's different. Tosfos says, v'isar kilayim nami tali b'machshava, isar kilayim is tali on machshava, as the Mishnah says in kilayim, haro yerek, if you're in the middle of your field and you see kilayim later on your field, you don't have to uproot it right away. You're going to say, when I get there, I'm going to get there, I'm going to uproot it. Look, she'efzar alaktanu, right? So as long as you don't say, you know, I'm just going to leave it there, so that it's not going to be usar. So that's Tosfos mechalik between different types of isurim. The Ritva here, right here, and the Ramban in Kuntras Dina de Garmi bring up the major sugya of Garmi, which we'll get into right now. The Ramban discusses the Gemara in Baba Kama, which quotes this Gemara and the related case as the source for Garmi. The Gemara Baba Kama is searching for the source of Garmi. So whenever we talk about Garmi, there are always three sugyas that overlap. Garmi, Hezek She'eino Nikar, and Davar Hagorim L'Mamon. All of those are somehow involved, some type of lack of direct hezek or direct damage or clear damage. And again, the Ramban, the Kodesh Unit, the Garmi talks all about them. But in Baba Kama Daf Kuf, the Gemara is searching for the mocker, the Rebbe Meir, is the one who holds Don Dina de Garmi. What's his case? The Gemara tries to say maybe it's the Mishnah in Bechoros that talks about if a judge makes a mistake, Don Asadin Zikas Achayev, he is responsible. And the Gemara says, no, maybe that's where he took the money himself. The Gemara says, maybe it's a Mishnah of a dyer. Litzvalo Adam Vitzavu Shachar. He dyed the wrong color to a certain beged. And maybe that's the case. The Gemara says, no, that's Ka'avid B'Yadayim. He did an act, a coloring act. So the Gemara says, okay, maybe it should be Meir. In our case, that the Gemara in Yevamos quotes. And there also in Baba Kama, Masachi Gafnal Gabi Fuasa Shachavero, Hariza Kidesh. The Gemara says, no, that's also Maisa B'Yadayim, our case. So the Gemara ends up by saying it's the other case of Kilayim. That's the real Makar. Mechitza Sakerem Shenifritza. You have a Kerem, you didn't actively put it on your friend's property, but the vines spread out by themselves. Mechitza Kerem Shenifritza. Asul Omerlo Gadar. So we tell them, put up the fence, put up the fence. The person who has the tools here, put up the fence. Then he does it. Nifritza Omerlo Gadar. Nisya Ishmi Man of Alo Gadra. if Nisyaish Mimena, he said, I'm not going to be goderit, and Ubetol Kach Rashi quotes Hosi Zera Echam and Amasayim, and then it grew. So Hariza Kidesh, Achai Becher Yuso. So that's Kidesh, that is going to be Usser, and it's not Batel except 1 in 200. That is the Makar, where the vines are able to spread out themselves. That is the Makar according to the Gemara. One of the big questions in Garmi is what exactly differentiates Garmi from Grama or Maisa Yashir? Those are the three. Maisa Yashir is I damage you, so I'm Chayiv. Grama is totally indirect, and Grama Ben Yizakin is Pater. Garmi is somewhere in the middle. So Garmi has to have some elements of Chayiv, but it can't be direct Maisa. So that's what all the Rishonim come up with different definitions. What exactly is going to be the ingredient that's going to make it into Garmi and what is not? That's why the Ramban wrote a whole Kuntres Dina de Garmi, relating to this and other issues. So that's what we're going to focus on. The Ramban Shita here and the Ritva. The Ritva here in our Sugya relates to Garmi. So the Ritva, the Ramban, Su Ikalameda, Hechi Shaminan. The Ramban is bothered by this case of Kilayim. Hechi Shaminan, Mehai Masisan, the Dina Dina de Garmi. How is this the Makar for Garmi? This case of, again, not the case where you spread it, but that's called Maisib Yadayim, but the case where it spreads. As Ramban, why is that Garmi? Hamamonohu. This is Mamono. Umamonohu da'azik. This is just like Nizke Mamon. Right? The first six prakim of Mesechas Baba Kama is about Nizke Mamon, where your property damages. Shor, Bor, Eish, all of those. Da'av kfanim shalo, heim shacholchinu misarvin and tuvaso shachaveiro. His vines go and intersperse and go and attack, so to speak, the two of his friend. Osrin oso. And since he's supposed to fence them off, it's like you're you should keep your animal in your gate. You should keep your vines in your gate. But we don't say that it's the Nizak's fault to distance himself. Why is this Garmi? This should be a Maisa Yashir of Mamono Shehizik. That's the Ramban's Kasha. Why is this the Makar? This case of Mechitza Zakar and Shenifritza. Not where you spread it out, but where it falls down and then it goes out by itself. So why is that a case of Garmi and not direct? So it's fascinating that he compares it to oxen. Right, compares it to oxen. There's no das here, but okay. So he goes two different answers, and he likes the first one. There are Rabbanan answer this question, and soon he's going to say this is from the Rabbi Yitzchak Tsarfati Baal Hatosvos. He quotes, "Delo mitzar machmas ir bavluchude." Kilayim here is not being asserted. It's not like the ox damages, and why? What's the problem? That he damaged. It's not that the kilayim, the isra, is not being created, and the damage is not being created by the vines themselves. Elam ipnei shenis yaish mi ligdar, because he decided not to fence it up. The yeusho hu hagorim ha iser. His yeush, it's the person. It's the person's mindset which causes the iser. For hu hagorim lo lischayif, and this is what causes the chayif. Meaning, if he didn't know about it, if my vines went into your field and I was away, I didn't even know about it, and then when I find out about it, I will, you know, fix it. That's not a problem. That doesn't answer. So this is the Ramban here. You see from that, it's not a physical reality, but my mindset plays a big role. The Kamri Lami Masnisan Ditzan Mimsechas Kilayim Haroy Yerek Bekerem. What we just said before. Va'amar Lukasha in Tosfos. If somebody sees a vegetable in their kerem, Va'amar Lukasha Gielo Alaktenu. When I get there, I'm going down these rows. When I get there, I'm going to rip it out. Mutter. Amar Eilach LaBasic She'echzer Alaktenu. But if he says I'm going home and after my lunch break I'll come and take it out, so then that's Aser. I'm hosting him as I am Aser. So we see that it's based on Machshava, Shmamina, Dereisha, Ava, Bishosim, Mutter, Mebnei, Shalonis, Yaish, Vedai, Tolakar. Afkansa, so to hear. Ilu, Lonis, Yaish, Vedai, Toligdor, Lon, Neser, Betosef, Es, Meacher, Delo, Lazet. And that is the Olay. That's the first day of the Ramban. The Yeusha, Umachshavaso, Husha, Asrov, Husha, Chiva, Lashalim. It's his Yeush and his Machshava that assert it. And therefore, that's the problem. So the Ramban's answer of why this isn't a mamon shehizik is because it's your machshava that plays a role. That if you give this answer, then you might have the other problem. So why isn't this adam mamazik? If it's so much his fault, the adam ul olam, why is this adam mamazik? So it's not mamon shehizik. Why isn't this adam? So it must be adam mamazik. Still requires a ma'isa. right? Even though Adam Mu'al Olam, you need a physical action. So this is somewhere in the middle. That's exactly Garmi. It's not Mamono Shehizig, but it's also not pure Adam. It's somewhere in the middle, so that's what makes it Garmi. That is the Ramban's Pshat. And then he quotes another Deya. V'ika desalik adaite l'tirutze. Some want to say the following. Shaini hacha she'en kan nezek elamachmas grama. Even within Kilayim, this is only indirect. Why? Sha'af kafanim shalo. Einan mazikin esatfua ela she'en gormin le'iser she'yavo. Says the this Deya of the Ramban, even the vines themselves, what did we say before? The vines themselves are attacking, but it's really your Yeush that's playing the role. Because if the vines, if you didn't have the Yeush, so then your vines would an Aser. The second Deya is saying is that it is the vines, but there's an indirect. How does Kelayim work? They're not Mazik the Tfua. They cause the Iser to come. So what does that mean? Right? They create the Mitzius. And once that mitzius of Irbuv is created, memela the Torah forbids it. Memela the Torah forbids it. Once this reality is created. The Ramban argues three problems he has with this Deya. No, I think the first Deya is right. First of all, if that's the case, that it's just a reality created and it doesn't damage, it's not the active itself, it's just once there's reality, that would be a Hezek Sheino Nikar. Remember we said this is the overlap between Garmi and Hezek Sheino Nikar. That wouldn't be Garmi, that would be discernible Hezek. And that Remeir holds that's only a Knas, that's Darabanan, Garmi is Daraisa. So Elavada, I know. Ha'irbav hu ahezek. Again, it takes the, what is, how do you define hezek sheino nikar? This is important for it. This is not nikar, you see the irbuv. Yeah, but the fact that the problem is not based on the reality, it that you caused, it comes memela, that would make it hezek sheino nikar. Interesting, that's not our topic now. But the Rabban doesn't like this, therefore, he says it will be hezek sheino nikar, and therefore it's wrong. Elavade ha'irbav hu ahezek ukishoro nagach dami. Again, he goes back to what he said before. It's like, shor nagach, but obviously your das plays a role. Number one, v'imke in the ode, and number two, if it's really your vines doing it and not your mindset, imke havale gramas mamono, that would be grama of niske mamon. Because now, what is this Deya saying, this Ika to Salik? It's saying that the vines cause a reality, and mamela, and after that, there's an isser. So that's grama. It's grama of mamono shizik. Grama by a person is usser, even though it's putter, but a grama of an animal of mamono shizik, we don't have a mucker for that. Umamono agorim hezik, it may no mazik mamish putter, right? That would be two. And then number three, va'od, and then the habesalach amrina demazik biyadayimu v'halolo hizik elashagram lezik shiavo. What do you mean? What about our case that we have in our gemara where you grab and you put the vines on the other person's property? So that's called mazik biyadayim. But one second, if it's only goreim lehezik shiavo, so then we would say that also is not called mazik biyadayim. So that's why the Ramban likes the first day and not the second day. What's the nekudas hamachlokas here? Right, how would the first day defend itself from the attacks of the Ramban? So the Achronim, if you look in the Bircha Shmuel in Simen Yud Zayin, there in Baba Basra, beginning of Baba Basra, discusses, well, how does Irbuv Kilayim work? Right, that seems to be maybe one of the machlokas, right? This day is holding that it's indirect. It creates a reality, and Memela becomes Ne'asar. And the Ramban is saying, no, it's a direct Oser. It's like damaging. It's a direct Oser with a T'nai of your Yeush. Right, it's not just a creation of a reality. Right, it's direct. That's the issue. Where else do we have such an idea of you create a reality, and then Mamela, the Torah says certain halachas are created. So the it seems that this is the day of summary shown in by Mishkav Hazav. Mishkav Hazav. So we know usually Tuma goes down. Right, an Av, Avi Avos creates an Av creates a Rishon, Rishon to Sheni to Shlishi by Truma, Shlishi to Revi by Kachin. But there are some exceptions to the rule. Right, a cherub harayu kachalo. Right, that's also one exception to the rule that it goes across. But another one is mishkav azav. If azav, azava, yoledes, if they sit on something that's normally sat on, so then memela, that item is also an avatuma, a mishkav azav. And the question is, how does that work? How does that work? Right, this is you, Rav Soloveitchik, used this explanation that he's about to give to explain a Rashi in Maseches Baba Kama, where Rashi there says, on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, Rashi says there, if somebody steals a couch and they sit on it, and a Zav, if the Ganav is a Zav, they sit on it, they're not going to Aser. Right, similar to Gaza Mishkavo. Gzeras Hakasav Lotzias a Mishkava Gazel. She inon asa Ava Tum Latame Adam. So ask all the Chachamim. I understand. Ask all the Rishonim on Rashi. Right, what does that mean? Isn't that like Basa B'Chalav? Like our Tosfos said, that's not a. It's not a halachic. Ein Adam Oser Davar Shino Shalom. This is a reality. So Rabbeinu the Rav Soloveitchik used that to explain that Rashi and to explain other shitas in the Rishonim. Mishkavazov. It's not where there's a metame and a nitma, which is really how normally tuma is transferred. No. It's a creation of a reality. The zav sits on a couch, and then that couch becomes a mishkav hazav. And once it becomes a mishkav hazav, then the mela, the Torah says that it becomes ne'asar. But it's not that the zav is being the metame. This is quoted in the Zichron Harav Sefer that was put out for Leila Nishmer of Soloveitchik in an article by Rav Lichtenstein. Hezber Shitaso Barer. To the Gabi Mishkav Azov Nemru Shtei Alachos. Ha'achas. Hazov HaShochev O'Yoshe Meichos She Mishkav Azov O'Moshavo Al Klishet Achtov. Azov sits on a couch. Now that becomes a Mishkav Azov. Kavisha Zamati Kama Pamim Mipi Mori Chami Kadar Rapashit. The Bechia Gavna, Rav Lichtenstein writes, Ein Azov Metame It's a Mishkav Elo Magdiro. The Zov is not Metame. He's magdirit. He defined it as the Mishkav Azav. And then the Torah is metame. Asher lachein ein kan horadas dargas tumah. It's not going down a level in tumah. Kimakubo kshish metame v'nitma. When there's a metame and a nitma, then it goes, and there's a transfer from one to the other. Here, it's not. Here, it's just creating a reality. And once that reality is created, then memela, the Torah is metame. So maybe similarly, that's how this daya of the Ramban about Kilayim seems to be holding about Kilayim, right? Because what's the lashon again that he says? Einan mazikin esatfua elashin gormin leisser shayavo. They cause the isser to come, right? And that seems to be how they view Kilayim. And the Ramban argues. The Ramban says, no, that's not true. That's not what's happening with Kilayim. And Kilayim, you might say that by Mishkav Azov, but you're not going to say that by Kilayim. By Kilayim, it is direct. It's these vines that are attacking. Aye, so why isn't that like Mamono? Because your das also plays a role. So that takes that's why it's not direct. Another idea might be just how do you look at Ratzon and Machshava in general. Right? Whenever you have two ingredients in a halacha, one das and one maisa, the question is how do they work together? Right? How do they work together? Right? There's how much is the machshava an active ingredient in the oser? The Ramban it seems to be saying it's a positive, and that's why it takes it away from being a maisa yashir. The person's das plays a major role, and that's why it's not direct. Mamona shehizik, or is it more of the machshava might be more of a tnai, a prerequisite for the iser, right? The attacking vines might be the oser, so that might be an issue as well in this regard. Let's look at the Ritva. That's the Ramban in Dina de Garmi, but now with that, we look at the Ritva. Remember, the Ritva is the Grand Talmud of the Ramban. So on this Gemara, Masachet Gavna al Gavit Tuos Chaver Harizah Kiddish Pirish Im Hisha Oso Ladas Acha Hosef Echad B'Masayim. So the Ritva translates the Masachet Gavno as Hisha Oso. You left it there, or it went there ladas, as long as you know about it. So it's the same thing as Mechitzas HaKerem. Chayev Bachriyusa, you're Chayev Pirish Medina de Garmi. Because of Garmi, V'stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir Hida Dantina de Garmi, Ukdiz Parakha Goza. So now the Ritva says, V'lo Chashev Mazik Gamur. Right? It's not called a Mazik Gamur totally. Why? Because, so again, is he bothered by why isn't this Mamona Shizik? Why isn't this other Mazik? Not 100% clear. Remember, the Ramban answered this question as well. His das plays a role. What did the Ritva say? V'lo chashe mazik gomer. Our gear says mepnei she'eino os asur li shaito. It's not usur right away. V'eino chashev gomer b'nizakin shu pater kibon shezeh agefen va'atzmo hu oser. It's somewhere in the middle. The Ritva is trying to say. Not 100% clear what the Ritva is saying, his kavana, but he's trying to have some middle ground. It's not a mazik gomer, it's not a direct mazik because it doesn't aser right away, right? It has to take time. So the physical act that took place is not going to aser, so that's why it's not going to be full maisa. But on the other hand, v'ino chashev grama b'nizak and jupater, Kivan shezeh hagefen ba'atzma hu oser. But this vine is actively going. So the Ritva is trying to have somewhere in the middle. And then he adds a factor. Ubari hazeka beloshim maisa mechudash. And the hezek will come, will kick in without any new maisa being required. It's a big footnote here in the Ritva, as there's always big footnotes in the Ritva. And therefore the Ritva, again, the Ritva is trying to come up with this middle ground as all the Rishonim do in Garmi. We don't have time to go through it deeper, but this is the Ritva in our Sugya. Again, not going following perfectly what the Ramban said, but trying to come up with a middle status. It's not going to be, it's not immediate, so it's not Maisa Yeshira, but it's also not Grama, because it is an active vine. And it is Bari Hazeka. Vimishim Hazek Shino Nikari goes into a little bit relating to the Ramban issue as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, we just touched on a little bit of the Kalayim Garmi issues, the Ramban and the Ritva, and hopefully we'll come back to it at another point soon.